Shir Mem Zayin, in Bava Metzia, by the Rosh Yeshiva, Chav Tes Adrei Tav Shir Mem Zayin, March 30th, 1987, on Monday.
Even without Ruben becoming a Baldovar, there's no betaying for for the Likeach, for Shiva. So we have to say that when Rashi says, Shiyuchalitim Lina Perakicho Kach Vikach, Rashi means what Tisa says. Inameki Ginsha Balchiv Chayim Shvir Dereisel Uvik V'hashdi Galdo, because the Balchiv happens to be let's say either the Bailey either he happens to be made the Mitzas to Uvik because of a certain fear or whatever. So Mele, he'll be able to be Nigalgil Shvi the Raise Shaloi Paraticho al the Gil. So Bahash Nigalgo Shvu Shaloi Pora Avo Lishimen Liyishba Lishvi the Rabbonon. So this is what Rashi means. Sit Balchibu Salki Malshim Bechol Tayne Shiyuchu Mitin Vileima Piraticho Kach Vikach Piraticho Kach Vikach. So Mele, he'll be able to impose upon the Balchev a shvid reise al the kilbu shaloi peraticho, but he does become Valdavo. Then, if he stays, so then he will be able to be taken, piraticho. He'll be able to be taken peraticho, and he will not be able, in other words, to impose upon the Balchev ishvid reise al the gilgu shaloi peraticho. So in other words, if Reuven becomes about the war, so he'll be able to say that was fake. That was fake. So if you want to contradict me, so take ishwe the rice, I'll be killed. But if you don't become about the war, so mele, and suppose the star is star mikuyem, then we cannot say he will not be nemon. The leader himself will not be nemon to say peraticho. But he'll be able. So when he says leader peraticho kach vikach, he doesn't mean and he'll be nemon. Because when is the leader nemon to say peraticho if the star is the star shini mikuyem? So then he could be nemon on the time of Mizuyev, some male al de Nige, he'll be able to say that Piraticho also, even though as against Piraticho there is the Raya of Shtar Yodem HaKoyim. So, but in the case where the Shtar is Shtar Mikoyim, then there is no Nige. So he's not never to say Piraticho. But Rashi means, suppose the Shtar is Shtar Mikoyim. But then, if the Balchev becomes Moldova, he'll be able to say, I say it was paid. I have no nemones, but I want that you should pay a shvir de reisal de gilgul that loy peraticho. This is what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean peraticho in the case of ishtar shein mikoyim. Because then, even if he doesn't become a Moldova, so there's no istoyen on his behalf. But Rashi means, even in the case of Ishtar Mikuyem, where the Leve is not Nemon on the Tanya of Pohuah, because he has no Nige, if it's Ishtar Mikuyem, he couldn't be Tame Mizuyev. But he can still say Peraticho, and you swear to contradict me. I'll be guilty. Otherwise, you cannot collect the debt. So then the Balchev will have to swear, Ishwe the Raisal the Gilgo, that he didn't get paid, and maybe he'll be deterred to swear Ishwe the Raisal, because Ishwe the Raisal is coupled with Neiris and so on. This is what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean Shiyuchalitim Lina Peraticho Kach Vikach, and he'll be Nemon, because it's a case of Ishtar Shein Mikoyim. No! He means, even in the case of Ishtar Mikoyim, where he's not nemon on the tiny of praticho, but he'll say, I say that it was paid. I don't have any money, fine, I don't have any money, but I want, in order that you should be able to collect, I want you, you should swear that I say, to contradict me. Maybe the Baal Chayiv will hesitate to swear that I say, so when, then he won't be able to collect. This is what fashion. All right, now, then Teisa says, Dine Udosa Rube, take me my Nathimir, the call machine you have written Rube. Tein Shime, Tein Lichir, Vein Lehmad Nathimir, Nishli Balchay, Vein Shikrein Rube, Ure Chaitin Lichime. So that's Nathimir. So if Rube doesn't become a Balpavor, so then there's the Nidhi Kavidei is who testify for the Baal Chayiv. The Mele, there's no collect for them, but the Baal Chayiv will be able to collect. But if Rubin becomes a litigant, so Mele, the Eides will be bottled because then they are creating the Rubin. He says, no, that we cannot say. In Toy Namishim and in Shuli, that even if Rubin does not become a litigant, only Shimen, so the Vedas would still be bottled. Because in view of the fact that as a result of that agoda, so the Baal Chayiv will be able to take away the Sode from Shimen, so then, what will be the next step? Shimon will go to Reuven and try to collect a reimbursement from Reuven. So the Mele, the Eides now against Shimon is in effect an Eides against Reuven also. And Reuven, they are craving. Some male tell us about the source of what look like, like the moral of Igor Bitugye. Like the moral of Igor Bitugye. Then he says, oh, they live after me, is the Balkan in extreme room, like when she men, the Tolina, the Shimon in Psuin, the Chiv, the Mapsi, Shimon Hodal Rube, Kirimuhasi per capita Marcus, Gabi, Igor Bitugye, Krim Dalvade. Die Kommosik, die Pschlima, Pflebe und Malwe, Kien, die Lesle, Lewe, aus der Osarabe, und mein Teil nahm auch mal ein Lema, den Aftimine, in die Schlischimen, Eidim, Schenk, Kreb, Leo, Chekim, Rube. No, he says, we couldn't give an alternative. Aftimine is, if the Eidim, who testify on behalf of Shimon, let's say they didn't testify that the debt was paid. Mimele, the debt was paid, so he cannot collect from Shimon the son. He cannot take away the son of Shimon. So suppose the Edi who testified and in favor of Shimon happened to be craving to Shimon. So if Rubin doesn't become a Baal Tavor, some Mimele Bezdi will not admit this agode, will not accept this agode because they are craving. But if Rubei, some Mele, if they will not be covered that agode of the Edim who are craving to Shimon, so what will be the result? The result will be that the Baal Chayiv on the basis of the Shtar Avoye that he produces will be able to take away the Sare. But if Rubei becomes a Baal Tavor, so then that agode will be a hagode against Reuven, and will be a favor, a hagode for Reuven, and Reuven is about over, to Reuven they're not aiding, so Bezdin will be recapitulated. So that will be Nakimine, whether Reuven can become about over or not, in order to enable the hagode by the aiding who are trading to Shimon to be be accepted by Besden. And if to be accepted by Besden, so then the Balkhai will not be able to collect. You cannot say that either. Why? High time in Ame, England, and not Kimine, usually she made me shin training away. Or Hakim Rubain, if now the same Rubain, because even if Rubain will become Baldobo, Besden will still not be able to collect, to be Mikabel, the Eidos of the Eidim. The name, the Rubain Sulim, shall be do some Yishoyer Akar Kabiachimen, because again, will apply the laws of the Yishibot and Joseph of Kulo. True, they are not craving to Rubain, but if they will be Mikabel the Eidos, so then it will affect Shimon too. So that would mean that they cannot take away the Sode from Shimon. So Mele, that would mean that the Eidos is not only an Eidos in favor of Reuven, to whom they are reaching, but it's an Eidos, I could say this, in favor of Shimon, to whom they are craving. So since it's bodily gabi Shimon, so it's bodily gabi Reuven also. So what effect will be the fact that Reuven will be able to become a Baldo? This is what it is. So this second teretz, the Tesis rejects, the Shimon Kubetzes mentions the Shittes Rishenim to the Kabbalah. V'yeshe kosvo, that's the ritual. V'yeshe kosvo eid, dinafkemine, shoeidim sheyesh ala piroyim, krebim lelikeach. Uchekim lelevi, lekeach de chimen. U'en de'arichekim to rube, the lady. Sheim psulim lehoid lelikeach, u'kshirim lelevi. So if the Levi will not become a Baldovo, so then the Eidos will be directed for on behalf of the Lekeach Shimen, and Shimen they are craving, so Besden will not be able to be recovered the Eidos in favor of the Lekeach Shimen. But if he'll be able, if Shimon will be able, if Reuven will be able to become a Baldovo, and to Reuven they are not craving, some Mele, the person will be able to be Mikabel, the Eidos on behalf of Reuven, who is a Rochim, who is not a Kohen. So Tesis says no. They will not, even if Reuven becomes Baldovo, they will not be able to be Mikabel the Eidos of the Eidim on behalf of Reuven, because the same Eidos is an Eidos on behalf of Shimon, and Shimon is a Korev, so Eidos is not just for the Kulo. So the Gitra says, no, this is different than the case of the Luivitu. He says, the Eidos or the Eidos אבל הוכן על יקח שייר בשיבודה, ולומר לו יוכו להויד על הפירועים, שפורע לבה, ואף הוגב דבידו סוב ניסוק מהערביות ליקח, פירועים מילס האחריטים. בצורכים. In other words, he still says צורכים. In other words, he's made to the שיטה, contrary to Tesis, that in such a case we cannot apply the הלוכה of any שבאת מצוס הפוטרקולות. Only in the case of the lawyer Vitufia we can apply the halacha of Eidos Shabbat Mitzvot of Kulo. In this case, we cannot apply the halacha of his contrast to law, but still he says Bitzorchim. Now, maybe the aloha is like this, that even if moving becomes a part of law, we still, Besden will still not be able to be Mikabu Deides on behalf of Ruben, even though Ruben is Ruben the Arichim, because since they are claiming to Shimon, and this Eides is an Eides in favor of Shimon too, so Mele, Eides Shebotlim Tzoso, Botla Kulo, so it should be Botli Ligabe Ruben too. So what's the machlekes between the Ritva things? And the Ritva says this all. Now, the Ritva says there is a difference between the case of Iloye Bitukye, where the Edim testified that there was Alvoye, that Ruben, let's say, that Ruben borrowed, let's say, $1,000 from Shimon, and that Levi was annoyed. So they testified two things. First of all, that Reuven is higher than $1,000 as a Levi, and Levi is higher than $1,000 as a surety, as a guarantor. So then the Gemara says that in view of the fact that the word Tuvia are craving of Levi, of the Oreb, so the Mele, the Edes, Ligabe, the Levi is also bought. In this case, where the Edim are craving of the Likeach, craving of the Likeach, but they are reaching of the Levi, so then if the Levi becomes a Baldovo, the Ritva says, so then Besden will be able to be Mikabel the Edis of the Edim on behalf of Ruben, who is the lady. And we do not say, inasmuch as Besden cannot be Mikabel the Edis on behalf of the Likeach, to whom they are claiming, so Mele, we cannot be Mikabu the Edes on behalf of the Levi either. Because here we cannot say, Edes Shebotu Mitzoso Botu Kulo. Why not? Because at Afo Gab, the Bidusom, the Suknehara, the other Likeach, Piroi Nus Achiti, Vitzore. What shall is about here? Why should we say like this? Why should we say like the Ritva? I mean, we have to understand. Now, in the case of Eloi Vituvie, when there is a star, and the star says in effect that Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Levi became a short. So then they even testify two things. Number one, that Ruben is hired $1,000 as a Levi. Number two, that Levi is hired $1,000 to Shimon as an oil. So Mele, since they are craving Levi Tzuvie, are craving of the Oreb of Levi, so the Hagode in respect to Levi is lawful, so the Hagode in respect to Ube is also bought. So over there, the Edim testify two things. Number one, like two statements they are saying. Statement number one, that Ruben is hired $1,000 to Shimon. Statement number two, that Levi is hired. So Mele, if one thing of the Agode, part of the Agode is bottle, so the other part of the Agode is also bottle. But here you couldn't say, when Edim testify on behalf There is a star boy that says in effect that Reuven borrowed $1,000, let's say, from the Balchayim. Levi is the Balchayim, let's say. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Levi the Balchayim. And then Reuven, the Levi, from Levi, so he had the Sode, and he sold the Sode to Shimon. So, can we say, now, then, if he borrowed and it wasn't paid, so Mele the Sode that is in the possession of Shimon is Mishubedes. Two, the Chayv that Levi lent to Reuven, but the Aredim will testify that that debt was paid. And the Aredim happened to be craving all the Rikeach of Shimon. So, can we say here, so what is the gist of the Agode of the Edi Piroi? What is the gist? Can we say that here too, the Edi Piroi, they say two things? They say, number one, the Chimen is not hired, and they say, number two, that Reuven is not hired, and they say, number two, the Shimon is not chayv. No, they couldn't say that. Because Shimon is certainly not chayv. Shimon is mishubet. To Levi, he didn't borrow any money. He's a third party. But if Reuven is chayv, then the sode that is in possession of Shimon is mishubetes for the chayv that Reuven is chayv to Levi. But if Reuven paid after that, then there is no shibud. So that's an afkemine. Shimon is affected by the Haggadah. By the Haggadah, by the Eidim. But the Haggadah by the Eidim is only saying one thing. They are saying Haggadah, the Eidim Piroi are saying Haggadah in favor of Reuven. That Reuven is not hired, he paid after that. Mimele, Shimon will be favorably affected by that money. But it's not like the case of the Louis Vitruvian, where the Aedim testified two things, two agodes. One agode against the Levi, one agode against the Orev. It's very same, since the agode against the Orev is bottom because they are craving the Aedim, so the agode against the Levi is also bottom. He's bottom for poor. Here they're not saying two agodes. It's in Piroi. The Aedim of the Likeach of Shimon are in Piroi. They testify that Reuven paid after that. Mimele, they are testifying that Reuven doesn't owe Levi anymore. He doesn't owe him anything. He doesn't owe him. So that will favorably affect Shimon. So they cannot take away the Sode. But they are not testifying two things. Two agodes. And one agode is bottle, so Mimele, the other agode is bottle. They are testifying only one thing. That Reuven doesn't owe. If Reuven doesn't owe, so there is nothing in it. So Mele, they cannot take away the Sode from Shimon. So here we can, so the Vitashiti is, here we cannot say this. In the case of Eloi Vituvie, where they are testifying two things, so since part of that is bottled, so Mele, the other part is also bottled. But here, David Piroi, who testify in favor of Shimon, so they don't testify Agode about Shimon. They only testify about Reuven. That Reuven paid up the debt. If Reuven paid up the debt, some mele, there is no shibut on the sode that is in the possession of Shimon. So if Reuven becomes baldovor, so then it's considered as hagode only on behalf of Reuven, because Shimon was never mechuyev. Shimon was never mechuyev. He has no shibut hagode. Shimon just happens to have the sode that is mushibedes to the chayv. That Reuven knows to leave, but he himself is not mechuyev pen. So in Mele, we couldn't apply the aloha for each one just for the kula. When can we apply the aloha for the kosho kula? When they testify to agodes, or part of one agode, and another part of the agode, when they say two items, two statements. So if one statement is bottle, so the whole agode is bottle. But here, they only say one thing. They are in the room. What do they say? That Reuven doesn't owe anything to Levi, and that Shimon doesn't owe anything. Shimon certainly doesn't owe anything to Levi. He never owed anything to Levi. He never borrowed any money. But if Reuven owes, so then the sode in the possession of Shimon is mishubet to Levi. And if it was paid, so it's not mishubet. But we couldn't say that the Eidim who are craving to Shimon and the Chaykim to Reuven say to Agodes, one Agode is that Shimon, that Reuven doesn't owe, or already discharged his obligation to Shimon by paying, his obligation to Levi by paying up the debt to Levi. And number two, that the Shibut and the Sode was also discharged. Because they're not saying to Agodes, they are only saying that the indebtedness to Levi was spoken, terminated. It was discharged. Mimele, if the indebtedness was discharged, so Mimele, there is no shibut on the sode. So this is a result of the agonist. But it's not the same to agonist. So Mimele, we couldn't apply the aloha of any shibut on so buffalo. But why does this say that we still apply aloha finish from Sosbotokulo? So this shitting is that aloha finish from Sosbotokulo is shayach not only in the case when Eidim say two things, and one hagode is bottled, the other hagode is also bottled. If part of one hagode is bottled, so the other part of the hagode is also bottled. But that when the Eidim say the same agode in respect to two people, like they are throwing here, so they say the same agode in respect to Reuven and in respect to Shimon. So if the agode is bottled in respect to Shimon, because they are crazy, so Mele is bottled in respect to Reuven as well. That's the shayla. In other words, can we say Palginon, that one is called Palginon Dibure, and one is called Palginon Nemones. In the case of Eloye Vituvie, so there we don't say Palginon Dibure. We don't say Palginon Dibure. Because we say Eidish bottle chosa bottle kula. So since one dibu is bottle, the other dibu is also bottle. So over there the Eidim say to the boy, One dibur is that Reuven is hiring $1,000 to Shimon because he bowed, and one dibur is that Levi is also hired to Shimon $1,000. And became surety, became oil. So two dibur, so mainly if they are trading in Louis Vitugia, are trading of the oil of Levi. So mainly since the dibur relative to Levi is bottle, the other dibur is also bottle. So he says, Shabbat just for the color. But here, in the case where Reuven becomes a baldogo, Levi testified that the debt by Reuven was paid out to Shimon, was paid out, the debt by Reuven to Levi, the Balchev, was paid out. And so they don't testify to the boy, there is only one demo. But if we were to say, we would say, since the whole demo that the debt was paid is bottled, vis-a-vis Shimon, so it's bottled vis-a-vis Reuven also. That we don't say Ishbotoshvarukulo. We only say if one dibo is bottled, the gamre, so the other dibo is also bottled, the gamre. But if the same dibo is bottled regarding one person, that it should be bottled regarding the other person, that we don't say Ishbotoshvarukulo. And the sheet of thesis is that we apply the concept of finishing bottom just for the law, not only in the case where one divo is bottle, ligamre, so the other divo is also bottle ligamre, but if the same divo is not valid relative to one person, it's not valid relative to the other person, that also comes within the aloche of finishing bottom. So, but look, there's the machleket between Tesis and the Mikvah. Alright, now, let's see the machleket the Shem Mimakis, and that's it. So Rashi explains that Eid Alvoy. So we go into Eid Alvoy and they testify that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and that Levi undertook to be sure. So they testify to the boy, one the boy in respect to Reuven, that Reuven owed Shimon $1,000. And one divo in respect to Levi, that Levi became an already short. So, but Levi to be were craving of Levi, they were hiking as to Reuven and Shimon. So, a properly may not got Levi on how they're hiking. In other words, there is no din of Yiddish bottle, just for the pull if one divo is bottle, so we come back. So the other divo of the Agoda is also. Aber wir haben nicht bereit, dass die Schüler auf Poppe, die lässt mir leider Labos Adolos und Malbe. So die Meile sind die Dibu vis-a-vis die Ohre, bis Bottle, so die Dibu vis-a-vis die Leibe ist auch so. Das rast. Der Reibet ist schrillig am Rast. Der Rosh Mensch ist die Schitter der Reibet. The Raivet is Chilik HaRashi. I mention it because Teisves mentions, as in the Raposhu, the Pshat by Rashi, but the Arishayim were Chilik HaRashi Pshat. The Raivet says, in the case that Rashi mentions, of Loi Rituvi testifying that Ruvi borrowed $1,000 from Shiva, and that Levi undertook to be an Ora Vishwati, so then even though he wanted to be a craving of leaving the Oren, but Besdin can still be accommodated in respect to Oren, because here we wouldn't say Yiddish about religious protocol, because it's two agoras. Two agoras, it's like two Eidim testifying, coming to Besdin and testifying two separate things. They'll say, suppose two Eidim, Eloi Bitsukia, would come to Besdin, and they would say like this, that at 9 o'clock, approximately 9 o'clock, let's say on the Shchidish Nisan, on the Shchidish Nisan, so the city of Chicago, so Ruben borrowed from Shimon $1,000 and Levi borrowed from Yehuda $1,000. And suppose the Lord Bitugia will be craving of Ruben and Shimon, but they will be rechaking of Yehuda. But they will testify the two things. Tochkelim, and they'll even testify that the two avoyas took place about the same time. So we say, since the Agode, in respect to Ruben and Shimon, is bottled because the Levim are craving of Ruben and Shimon, so the Agode, in respect to Levi, is also bottled. Here they say, two separate Agodes. So mainly in the case where they testify, that Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon from the training and took to be an Oren, and they are training of the Oren, but not training of the Levi and the Malve. So it's like two Agodes and two separate Alboes. So we could not say just because one Agode is mortal, the other Agode is also mortal, even though they testified at the same time, talking to the people. This is the Shita Drayim. But the Gemara of Iluya Bitugia Drayim says in reference to different kids. There was a Shtar Alvoye, and the Shtar Alvoye was signed by Eidim that were taken to everybody. There is no Shaila, no problem in the Shtar Alvoye. And that Shtar Alvoye stated that who gave borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and the Levi became a shorty. No problem with that Shtar. Now, Shimon is trying to collect $1,000 from Ruben.